Hello, my audio friends. It is the second part of my demonstration of the DX7 Mark IID FM synthesizer that I have in front of me, lent to me by a coworker, and I've been fooling around with it. So we were at Internal Voice 26. That was the trombone. Let me see if I can do. I was just trying something a few seconds ago, so let me see if I can try this again. Anyway, something like that. I'd have to rehearse that a couple of hundred times before I got it right. That's okay. So obviously that was my attempt at the theme from Hawaii 5-0. So let's go number 27. And I was mentioning in the last audio recording that I was looking for a good trombone sound because I really like jazz and stuff. And it was my instrument when I was in high school. So it would be kind of fun to play around with a real trombone. But So let's go to number 27. Number 27, this button's not working. Okay, he had warned me about this, that some of the buttons, harmonica. Okay, for some reason I want French bread now. 28, pan flute. Oh. Zamfir. 29, hautbois. Oh, so the oboe. Let me see if I can get it in the right register here. That was Holtz, the planets. Well, trust me, it was supposed to be. Okay, number 30, bassoon. Okay, not bad. 31, piccolo. Unfortunately, you hear the keyboard hitting it. Okay, 32, music box. Nice little music box. Now, that was basically 1 to 32. Now, if I hit AB, if it were to work. Okay, now I've hit, that was 1 to 32. Now I've got 33 to 64. So now I've got number 1 of 33 to 64. I'm just, again, this is just sort of a demonstration of some of the sounds that this thing makes. And then we'll jump over to the TG-55 and I'll show you some of the sounds in there. It's really kind of cool. But I can't remember the year the DX7 came out. Let me just check something. I'll be right back. Okay, so I'm back. And sure enough, the DX7 Mark IID, which was a much improved version of the original DX7, came out between 87 and 89. The TG-55, which is the sound generator, came out in 1989. But I really don't understand why the difference in sounds. And you'll see it and hear it in my next audio recording, where I'm going to step through the sounds of the TG-55 sound module. But let's go through very quickly the voices, the internal voices from 33 to 64 on the DX7 Mark II quickly here. Now this is the SynthTech 1. Okay, that was SynthTech 1. SynthTech 2. Anyway, something like that. Synth 3. Synth Mm-hmm. Four. Yeah, he told me that the buttons were kind of sticky. There we go. Kind of nice. Back line one. Ooh, I like that one. I really like that one. So that was 37. 38. You recognize that? Let's see if I can do it here. How much time have I got? I think I... Sorry about that. I better stop that before they come and... well, you know what I mean. What was I trying to say? This is live, folks. I was saying I got to stop playing that before they come and abduct me. That's what I wanted to say. 39, Pluck Plus. You don't want to mispronounce that. Okay, that was kind of fun. Number 40. Come on, Mr. 40. Phasers. And some of these sounds, I think, depending on how hard you hit the keyboard, will produce different sounds. Well, maybe not that one. But definitely this one, if you sit on a note for a while, it changes. Oh yeah, you get that phaser effect. That's kind of cool, right? Definitely cool. All right. So, 41. This is called FM Growth. Ooh, isn't that great? I definitely like that one. That one I like. I might use that one day. Yeah, definitely like that one. Okay, 42. That's called PPG Volume 1. 43. How much time do I got left? Ooh, not long. Okay. 43, VAM with a star. I don't know what that means. Interesting. 44, floating. Ooh, okay. Okay, whatever. 45, Gomono. Gomono. 46, Synclavier. If you don't have $30,000 for a Synclavier, there you go. 46, 47. That's a whisper. Whisper A. Okay, 48. Oh, no, not that one again. Okay, 49 is Bel Canto. 48 was called the Whistler again, but it's a variation. This is 49 is Bel... I've run out of time.